home. He introduced me to his wife, and I could see that she was sitting there, you know, bagging up some drugs, and her daughter was there, and there was another couple there, and another fella that was very intoxicated, but very friendly, and, you know, so we just came in and shared the love of God with them, and told them about Jesus, and that how God loves them, and that there's hope for them, and we prayed for them. They said they would, you know, come to church, and the fellow who was like the ringmaster, I tipped my hat to him when we was walking back. I was talking with Brother Troy. I said, it's amazing how, you know, you can be doing the wrong thing, but still you want God to bless you, or you acknowledge him, because oftentimes when we're doing what we feel we have to do when we're lost, but, you know, the cry of our heart is we want change, and, you know, so as a matter of fact, he was the chief ringleader, and his eyes began to well up, and we hugged everybody and told him Christ loves him, and he told me he came outside with us, and, you know, whether we see him in church or not, that's another thing, but, you know, I tip my hat to him, because, like I said, even though he's doing the, you know, the wrong thing, he was a stand-up guy, because he stopped everybody. I mean, he just commanded the attention of everybody. He shut the TV down and said, listen, you know, we're going to pray and ask God to bless us and help us. So that was great. It made my night. It really did.
Amen. Well, those are really powerful, you know, stories that, you know, we'd like to just share to people, that, like what you mentioned, that you don't need to know it all. We just have to be there. And once we have the love of Christ, then it's going to give us grace how to approach them.
I agree. And, so, you know, if that's what you feel free to use it. I'm sure you guys encounter that all the time. And even the fella that, I don't know, did the fella that, the homeless guy, Caucasian gentleman, his name was, what was his name? Bill, I think.
Uh-huh.
Richard. Raymond, did he come up to you? He had a little card that said he was homeless, so we prayed for him and gave him a track. He told us about his wife, and he had a hernia, and we prayed for him. And I pointed towards your direction, but even in talking with him, when I was talking to him, I was looking right in his eye, and I was sharing with Pastor Troy. I said, you know, street people, especially your homeless people, are, if not wise, they could be the hardest people to minister to, because people assume that they're poor and they're uneducated. But I can tell this guy was sharp as a tack. He was sharp as a tack, and that's one of my theories, is I treat everybody with respect, because you never know who you're talking to. And like I said, homeless people, from my experience, come from all genres, and if, you know, they're just down on their luck, or you never know. So, but he was, you know, he said his wife was Mary, he had five girls, he had five grandsons, and from Tennessee, and you know, even the girl at the she was supposed to call me today, but she got kicked out of a drug program. Her name was Denise. So
you just heard a testimonial of one of the pastors who worked with us on the street. That was his first time with us. So again, you don't need to know it all. You just need to bring the love of Christ. Have the right foundation once you go out there, and God will show you miracles and wonders.